Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations, on and off the highway, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, let's talk about 10 reasons why Bhutan should be your next travel destination. Sandwiched between China and India, Bhutan wasn't unified until the 17th century. 400 years later, the country's doors were opened to tourists officially in 1974. Bhutan is also known as the land of the Thunder Dragon. It is a tiny country deep within the mighty Himalayas. Bhutan is complete with stunning landscapes, legendary ancient temples and fortresses, colorful festivals, spicy and delicious food, and mostly its authenticity. Since it's known for its amazing weather, every time is the best time to visit Bhutan. Bhutan is not an ordinary place. It is an amply modern country and at the same time, it's also medieval with one foot rooted deeply in its past. It has made sure that even though it's moving forward towards modernization, it won't lose its soul. Bhutan government emphasizes the preservation and promotion of culture and tradition, sustainable socio-economic development, and preservation and protection of the natural environment. The charms of this isolated Himalayan kingdom are knitted strong within its cultural realms. This special Bhutan travel guide will give you 10 amazing reasons to visit this mystical country. First, hiking and trekking. You can't justify the magnificence of Bhutanese hills and mountains by just praising the view. To know the landscapes closely, you must go out of your comfort zone and climb those steep inclines. Bhutan's treks will take you through physically challenging routes amidst high mountain passes and snow. If you're a fan of trekking in the cold, winter months would be the best time to visit Bhutan. The hike to the iconic Tiger's Nest Monastery at the height of 3,120 meters is very challenging. However, it feels extremely satisfying once you make it to the top and glance at Paro Valley from the peak. The Zuri Zong offers a similar view along with the magnificent green Himalayas in the backdrop. You can also experience the snowman trek, which is one of the toughest trails in the entire Himalayas. The trail goes all the way to the Bhutan-Tibet border, over 13 mountain passes and beautiful alpine scenery. Second, gross national happiness. Can you imagine a country caring about its people's happiness quotient? Well, there are other countries, and then there's Bhutan. Bhutan came up with a philosophy of gross national happiness called the GNP, which has actually also been recognized internationally at the United Nations. The surprising part is that Bhutan gives more importance to GNP than to its GDP. The King of Bhutan and its government take immense care to ensure that their citizens live happy and fulfilled lives. Bhutanese policy, education, and healthcare are all free of cost. Various recreational areas for locals is rapidly under construction. People there are literally living the values and principles taught by Buddhism, and money isn't the main motivator for them. Every time is the best time to visit Bhutan, right? Third, Bhutanese cuisine. There is an influence of Nepal, India, and Tibet in Bhutan. Hence, its cuisine comprises a unique blend of all of these tastes. Traditionally eaten on wooden kitchenware by hand, their food usually consists of rice, delicious curries, and hearty stews. Since it's a cold country, they have been accustomed to spicy food packed with chili peppers to keep themselves warm. Their national food is Emma Dachi, which is a preparation with melted yak cheese and their hottest chilies. Momos, the Tibetan version of dumplings, are also very popular there. Variations of momos with stuffings of pork, beef or cabbage and cheese served with extremely spicy chili sauce. Fourth, festivals. Bhutan's most colorful festival is called the Shecho. This is also its annual religious festival to celebrate Guru Rinpoche bringing Buddhism to Bhutan. It's conducted in all major songs and major monasteries. Bhutan expresses its Buddhist values, cultural richness and legendary victories with pomp and show during this festival. Monks and natives dress up in colorful attires and perform their traditional dance. Another significant festival is the Jambe Lakhang Drup Festival. This festival highlights a unique dance performed by naked monks wearing colorful masks. This is known as the Torchim or the Dance of Treasure. It is presented in the middle of the night with bonfires and all people gather around to be a part of it. Fifth, climate. Even though Bhutan possesses five distinct seasons, summer, monsoon, autumn, winter and spring, they all present relatively pleasant weather conditions and temperatures, making it suitable for tourists to visit all year round. Bhutan doesn't really see monsoon like India does. A light rainfall means that after a short drizzle, you can resume your journey. In peak winter, temperatures drop below 0 degrees, but are usually limited to minus 10, which is more pleasant than many other countries. The months of autumn and spring are the best time to visit Bhutan. It is neither too hot nor cold during this period. The spring months are March, April and May, during which time the valleys are lush green with fresh vegetation and blossoming fruit trees. The autumn months of September and October offer a grand view of its majestic mountains. Even though it's chilly, December attracts tourists who are fond of snow. Sixth, high value, low impact tourism. One of the reasons why the population of tourists in Bhutan is less in comparison to nearby countries is its practice of the policy high value, low impact tourism. There is a minimum fee ranging from 200 to 250 USD per day for tourists from all over the world. Even though it might sound expensive, the perks that come along with it make it completely worth it. It includes a visa, a licensed guide, driver, accommodations, entrance fees, food and non-alcoholic beverages, trekking gear and all taxes within the country. VIP treatment is a given for all travelers in Bhutan. When in Bhutan, the fee will never sound too much for the kind of perks you're getting in return. Besides, $65 out of this money goes to the government's sustainable development fee, which means that 30% of your money paid is going towards free education, healthcare, poverty relief and infrastructure. It also helps them to limit the number of tourists coming so that the country is visited by genuine travel lovers and not insensitive ones who would litter or ruin the pride of the country. Seventh, history. The Dragon Kingdom has a history unlike anywhere else. It is a land where magic and myth become fact and reality. Buddhism was brought into Bhutan from Tibet centuries ago, the tales of which are in themselves fascinating. It is believed that the Tiger's Nest Monastery was built after the Tibetan Buddhist master Guru Rinpoche. The Guru flew there on a magical tigress to fight off evil spirits. Similarly, their most famous monk, Lama Drukpa Kundli, who is also known as a divine madman, is rumored to have fought evil spirits using a thunderbolt from his magical genitalia. One of the most honored temples in Bhutan, Jimi Lakhang or the Temple of Fertility, is dedicated to him, and a huge number of tourists and childless couples visited to seek blessings to beget a child. 8th, Green Kingdom. Bhutan is the only country in the whole world that is not just carbon neutral, but carbon negative. That's proof of the fact that they take environmental responsibility very seriously. The government has a policy that at least 70% of the country must remain as forest. And it's surprising that as per the current scenario, they even exceed that number. As a result, they offset more carbon dioxide than they produce. Just imagine traveling to this country on your holiday, away from all the pollution and chaos. Wouldn't it feel like heaven? The place reflects its authenticity through its green mountains and passes. Preservation of the rich flora and fauna is the main aim of their multiple national parks. You might come across unique mammals and birds there, even the rhododendron, which is the largest lizard in the world. The fresh and crisp mountain breeze, stunning greenery, and pollution-free skies extend as far as the eye can see, making it one of the most naturally beautiful countries in the world. 9th, the locals. The people in Bhutan are some of the friendliest people that you will ever meet, and they love helping travelers uncover the beauty of their nation. Since they are rich with strong Buddhist values, they believe in being kind to others, as all sentient beings are their relatives from other stages of reincarnation. This is what makes a small Himalayan nation a safe and peaceful country for tourists to experience its virgin beauty. 10th, ancient traditions. One of the downsides of development is that a nation usually leaves behind its traditions while moving forward with technology and globalization. However, that is not the case with Bhutan. When you visit this country, the ancient traditions and lifestyle will make you feel like you've been transported back in time. Traditional methods for cooking, farming, and other tasks are still in use. The common attire is the go for men and the kira for women, which have been their traditional attire for years. Even the ancient festivals from the 16th century are still celebrated here. Located in the eastern part of the Himalayan range, Bhutan is one of the most fascinating destinations to visit. Relatively few travelers visit them, which requires a full organized tour to enter. A major part of the country is off the beaten path, but it does have some famous places like the legendary Taksang Goemba or the Tiger's Nest Monastery. With delicious cuisine, aesthetic beauty, and epic hiking trails, it is an ideal destination to visit. Since winter is just around the corner, if you're a winter lover, this could be the best time to visit Bhutan for you. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate, and subscribe to us if you haven't already on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the force be with you.